Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Maker, an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you.
And welcome back. We have Jonathan Gray here. Jonathan, your website is BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. I think you're unique. You're one of the most important people in terms of linking a biblical prophecy and archaeology in modern history. And you know some of the most important people over the last 50 years, including some of the people who did excavations to find the original mountain in Saudi Arabia where the commandments were given, the Ten Commandments, and also the crossing at the Sea of the Gulf of Aqaba of the Hebrews when they crossed to get away from the chariots of the Egyptians. So we've talked about so many important things, the actual position of the Skull Hill we talked about last day, just a few days ago, in terms of the place where Jesus was crucified along with the one on the left and right side of him, the position of probably the location of the Ark of the Covenant, which is very important to understand because it's an end time issue. What would you like to cover today?
I'd like to cover the blood test and the blood that was discovered in that site in outside Jerusalem.
Please continue.
All right. This is a very important aspect of the whole subject. Questions have arisen by different people, and I'd like to cover what the skeptics say as well as what the findings show. Skeptics actually have asked, how do we know that the blood found... Now let me put it this way. First of all, I'll just report on this fact that in the search for the Ark of the Covenant, the digging in front of Skull Hill, which is the crucifixion site, now Skull Hill is called Golgotha or Calvary, depending upon the language, the Hebrew being Golgotha and the Greek language calling it Calvary. It simply means the place of the skull.
Right.
Now, the cliff face outside Jerusalem, the old walls of Jerusalem on the northern side, is a old quarry. And in the quarrying over the centuries, a rock was taken off the mountains atop. Now, that, by the way, is the highest point of what the Bible calls Mount Moriah. And when Abraham was called to come and sacrifice Isaac, which was a test of Abraham's faith, he was led to go to Mount Moriah, and the highest point of the mountain, of course, would be a logical place for this sacrifice to take place. And the book of Genesis says that the Lord would provide, this is after Abraham's faith was tested and Isaac willingly obeyed, and Abraham, because he had been promised that through his son Isaac would come the Messiah, here was the boy, still a young man, and Abraham was then told to sacrifice him. And the scripture says that Abraham actually believed God, even to the extent that God would resurrect Isaac from the dead to fulfill his promise of the coming Messiah.
Wow.
And then in the same chapter of the book of Genesis, it tells us that in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In other words, this mount of the Lord, Mount Moriah, is going to see the sacrifice eventually of the Messiah. So what was a prefigurement in the life of Abraham and Isaac was to be fulfilled in reality in the life of the Messiah. That on the same mountain, the sacrifice would take place. Now, the top of Mount Moriah, this area, the cliff face in front, is the old quarry which has the place of the skull. And the scripture says that Jesus Christ was taken out of the old city of Jerusalem to be sacrificed at the place of the skull. And that quarry face on the top of Mount Moriah, the highest part, actually has always had that name. As far back as we can record, that's been known as the place of the skull. So there's no question today that is the genuine spot where the crucifixion took place. But the crucifixion site was not being sought by Ron Wyatt. he was seeking the location of the Ark of the Covenant, and he didn't know of any relationship between the two, really, except that he was walking outside Jerusalem with the director of antiquities for the Jerusalem sector on this particular day, and they were talking about Roman pottery, Roman antiquities, and so on. And suddenly, without any warning at all, Ron's left arm shot out, and he pointed to a rubbish dump in front of the place of the skull. And he said, "There's Jeremiah's grotto. The Ark of the Covenant is in there." And immediately that had slipped out of his mouth, he turned to the man and says, "I'm sorry." He says, please forgive me. I have no knowledge at all where the Ark of the Covenant is. I haven't taken no interest in it. And he said, "I don't know. That wasn't even in my head. I don't know why it came out of my mouth." Well, but just as uncharacteristically also, the antiquities director says, "Mr. Wyatt, come to my office right now. I'm going to give you a permit to start digging."
Wow. See,
now, that, of course,
that's how God's
uncharacteristic.
That's how the Eternal One can speak through your soul to your mouth.
Exactly. And the reaction of the antiquities man was just as uncharacteristic, because you just don't offer anybody excavation rights. Normally, especially in this sensitive part of the world, excavators or archaeologists have to beg permission, and they have to go through so much red tape to get permission. Yet this man, he offered it to Ron, who was not a member of the archaeological fraternity in Israel, and he offered him a permit immediately to start digging. So that also was uncharacteristic. The Most High spoke through him as well.
Wow. Now, why is this important for the end time? Because God does things across time to prove that he's God. Because God, one of the definitions of God is there is no end or beginning. In other words, God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So to God there is no past or future. Everything to God is now. Right?
Exactly. Yes.
And when you die, by the way, you have experience, but no plans and no regrets. How's that? Only joy.
Wonderful.
Only
absolutely
joy.
Wonderful. Yes. The God that we serve is unbelievably clever and powerful and also loving and all-knowing.
And by the way, all of us who become believers start living eternity while we're still temporal beings. You don't have to die to go to heaven. You have a heavenly relationship now when you start to believe and do God, with an extra O mean good, because you consult God, number one, through the Bible and through prayer and, say, reading your books and videos and getting closer to the Creator who is, you know, and he said this to Job, one of my favorite books in the Bible, "My ways are higher than your ways." Job finally understood that God's ways are so far above man's ways, man cannot completely comprehend it, can we?
Absolutely so, yes. And he never leaves us. I mean, we might try to hide from him, but he's still there watching us
right.
And wanting us, because he made us, he loves us, he wants us to dwell forever in his presence.
And he wants us to become, eventually, through the marriage supper, because Yeshua, you see, there's not three gods. There's another lie that the Christians teach. There's one God. That's why in the mezuzah of the door of the ancient Hebrews, who were approved by God, the mezuzah said there's Lord God is one in First Chronicles. The fact is that Yeshua was the Father in the flesh. That's named Yeshua HaMashiach, means the one, the Yah, the breath that makes everything exist, incarnated among us. Now, the totality of God can't be contained in human flesh. So there are things that, as a man, Yeshua Jesus could know as the totality of the Father. But he was the Father in the flesh. And people need to know he's not just a prophet like they teach in Islam. And when he comes back, he's going to be a Muslim and convert Christians to Islam, or behead them. That's what the Muslims preach, isn't it? They preach that when Jesus comes back, he's a Muslim, beheading Christians who won't convert to Islam. That's what these maniacs preach.
They do. And they're going to be in for an awful shock one day soon.
Right. Coming quickly, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. So anyway, Ron Wyatt, turned when he was offered the permit to start digging, he said, look, I can't. I'm already committed now. I'll have to come back another time. In fact, I'll have to go back home and study through whether this is a possibility even that the ark could be here. Maybe right. It's somewhere else, and maybe it's been found somewhere else. He knew nothing about it, and he had to go back and research and pray about it.
Right.
And it was the next year before he could come back. And so they started digging, and this would be about a three and a half year process of digging through with a lot of pain, blood, sweat, and tears, because the Mount Moriah was a honeycomb of natural cavities that were impossible to follow through to any destination. And it was a frustrating, very frustrating experience. And when the first thing they did when they came back was, Ron came back with a team of diggers. They began to, they didn't know where to start. And so they began taking away the accumulated rubble of centuries that had been building up in front of the skull face at cliff. And many, many truckloads of rubbish had to be taken away. And In the process, they began to uncover very interesting things. First of all, as the cliff face began to be exposed a little bit more, they uncovered three plaque holes which were made in ancient times for the erection of signs. Now, under those plaque holes, they came down to a platform. And in the platform, there was one stone, a squarish stone. I've held it myself. It's quite a heavy one. It had indents in it so that the stone could fit over the top of a hole without falling down into it. And finger indents for it to be picked up by both hands and or then placed back again. And this was the appearance of a cross hole that had been covered up to stop horses or men falling into it when its job was over. And this hole was about 13 inches by 12 square and went down about 3.5 feet into the bedrock. Now, that was just one cross hole. As they continued digging and taking away more rubble, in front of that platform that had the one cross hole, it dropped down to another platform. And in that platform, there were three more cross holes with the plugs in them. And then in front of that, there was an altar lower down. And around that, there was the remains of an ancient wall, which had Roman-style architecture stonework attached to it. And in the middle of it, there was a huge round stone, about 13 inches thick, and about 13 to 14 inches thick, and 13 foot 6 across. In other words, the diameter of the round stone was that much.
Wow.
Now,
that's a very big stone. That's the kind of stone that was supposedly covering the grave that Yeshua was given by the wealthy man, right?
Yes, that's right. Now, it appeared that this was a crucifixion site. There was no question about that. But this crucifixion site had then become a very sacred spot for some reason, and an altar with a building around it and a stone for a tomb rolled into it became, as it were, a living museum of something very important or very special to the people that owned this land that had occurred. Now, adjacent to that crucifixion site, there was a tomb, and history actually identifies this tomb as having had a garden around it, and it being a first century tomb, a new tomb that was used for just one person who didn't fit the place that it was made for. He was a different size slightly. So we won't go into that today. But here was a tomb right next in a garden, right next to a crucifixion site. Now, as the examination continued, we will continue after the break.
Amazing stuff.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, an advanced videotape consultation. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report Monday to Friday deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Corroborate whether or not the blood of Yeshua fell on the actual Ark of the Covenant, because one of the things that the high priest would do on Yom Kippur is he'd take in the blood, and it would be a 24 family cycle. My family on my mother's side, which are the Naimas, which received their name 2,800 years ago, when the Medo-Persians took the Kohanim to Isfahan, western Iran, the capital of Media, he married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Naimi, so they became the Naimas. And they were the only family of the 24 family cycle that when they married the Medians, they became the University of the Magi, if you want to call it the College of Magi, which are the ones who studied the star and solar signs to actually know to bring the gifts to Yeshua, because they knew he was coming. So my ancestors were the Magi. And what people need to start understanding here is that what I'd heard is that the blood of Jesus actually fell on the wings of the angels over the top of the Ark of the Covenant. And I'm not sure if that story is true, but I'd like to know if there's corroboration of that, because I'd heard that this is what happens in Yom Kippur, is that the high priest sings the a cappella prayers, and he has a rope tied to his right leg. And if he was unrighteous when he came into the Holy of Holies and sang the prayers and poured the blood over the altars, God killed him instantly, and his dead carcass was pulled under the sea cow skins of the Mosaic Ark, which is like a tent in the wilderness, with the red side of the sea cow skins on the inside and the white on the outside. Is that story at all true, that the blood of Jesus from his crucifixion, after he was stabbed by the we call the sword of destiny or the spear of destiny by the Roman, that blood actually descended to the Ark of the Covenant below him? Is that true?
In a short answer, the answer is yes. I will have to tell a story leading up to this, because we want confirmation, and not just a story out of the air.
Right, exactly. I'd like you to get to fill in the details. I just want to throw that in, because I believe God is bringing us together to bring a truth. Like it says, when two or more witnesses come together to speak truth to the people, it's sacred. This information is literally 10,000 years from now needs to be considered audio scripture for the truth, because if a civilization does not remember these facts in their soul and the soul of their nations, whether we become star children to other planets, we will not survive as a civilization, will we?
Well, we have to know the truth, and the truth will save us, actually.
Right.
Following the truth will be our salvation, because Jesus Christ is the truth, and he has revealed certain things to us, and if we accept those things, we have eternal life.
Exactly. But eternal life starts today, not the day you die. It starts the day you live for God.
That is right.
Yeah. Okay, please continue. Need all of the background story in the build-up. And with these longer segments, you have more time.
Now, as the team continued excavating down, and truckloads of more rubble were taken away, and they exposed not only these four cross holes on two ledges, and we'll get into that in a moment, but also a building that was constructed in the first century around that crucifixion site, right next to a cave that also was related to the event. Now, as the team went down, they found, first of all, this elevated cross hole, and below that there were three others. Now, according to the New Testament record, when Yeshua was arraigned before Pilate, the Roman governor, by the Jewish Sanhedrin that wanted him to be executed, Pilate, knowing Jesus Christ had done no wrong, brought out, it was a custom every Passover time, to bring out a criminal and give him an amnesty. And he was hoping that he could do the same for Jesus, Yeshua.
That's because his wife gave him dreams that she had in advance of this event, right?
Exactly, yes. And Pilate was very, very nervous as this screaming multitude under the power of the Sanhedrin demanded Jesus' death. And immediately he thought of this custom, the amnesty custom. So he brought out a man who was a violent criminal, and his name was Barabbas. And he paraded him in front of the crowd, this hardened-faced evil man. And then he put Jesus Christ beside him, and he showed them the two men, one that he knew was innocent and one that he knew was a vile criminal. And he said, "Which one shall I let free for this special event of Passover?" And he was hoping that when they saw the serenity on the face of Jesus and his the goodness that was shining out of him and the love that just emanated from him, and then when they saw that vile criminal full of hate and hardness in his heart, that they would want the innocent, loving person to be released, not the guilty murderer.
Right.
But instead of that, the crowd, he misjudged them, and they demanded the blood of Yeshua. And so he had to hand over to them, and he washed his hands because he didn't want to be involved. It's a sad thing about Pilate, actually, because years later, sometime later, Pilate did something that upset the Jewish leaders, and they reported him to the emperor. And when he was summoned to Rome, he was relieved of his responsibilities and sent to the south of France to be a nobody. And every morning, he would be seen down by the river. And one of his friends in that army camp in south of France kept seeing him go down to the river. And every morning he'd go down. So the friend went to him. He said, "Why are you down here washing your hands, washing your hands?" And Pilate turned around to him and he said, "It's the blood. The blood. I cannot wash off the blood." And shortly after that, he committed suicide.
My, oh my.
So anyway, he knew that the blood of Jesus Christ was on his hands.
Wow.
He was afraid to face the crowd. And the time may come when each of us may have to make choices like that, where we've got to go along with the mob who pass laws against God's law, or whether we stand firm for our Lord and his laws. That
right.
Time is coming.
Very quickly, isn't it? And we're not decades away, we're years away, aren't we?
Exactly, yes. Now, the three crossholes that had been put there in the lower platform in front of Skull Hill were for three criminals, and we know that Jesus took the place of Barabbas in there. They'd already prepared for these three criminals to be executed, and and they'd made seven attempts earlier throughout the gospel time on the life of Jesus Christ, but they had not succeeded because his time had not yet come. The Passover was the predicted time for it to happen, and they had no choice but to wait for that time. And they didn't want to have him crucified at that time because there were crowds of people, and they thought there might be an uprising against them if they crucified him. But Judas betrayed him. They had the trial during the night, which was illegal, from one man to another. And then finally, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they put a cross on his back, and they made their march to Golgotha, the place of the skull.
And, yeah, it's interesting. They try to make it out that it's a cross, but what I'd heard is what they put on his shoulders was called a telestai, which is a cross beam. It wasn't the full cross, was it? Like you see in South America where they do these simulations of the crucifixion. What I heard is that it's a cross beam that he carried, and actually had it roped to him to carry a cross. And that's where he got help from that man, or that was helping him carry the cross beam. It was quite heavy. And what they would do is they would raise him up on ropes, because the actual central beam for the crucifixion was already in the ground. And they'd raise him up on ropes, and that's where they would actually rope him up and then nail him to the cross after he was up there. He wasn't nailed in the ground. He was nailed to the telestai and then raised up on ropes to the actual crucifixion central beam. I think there's another term for that central beam that they had, basically, that was already in the ground. What was it called?
Yes, that was the stake.
Yeah, the stake. So that's why, for example, the apostate Mormons called their stakehouse, because they knew the fact that the actual original central beam was actually a stake. So they have a play on the word, so that's why they call their worship centers stakehouses, S-T-A-K-E. Isn't it interesting?
Interesting, yes.
Yeah, you probably knew that factoid of it, right?
So it's a very interesting fact you just brought out, Bill, and appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. Please continue.
Okay, so now when they got to Calvary, or Golgotha, the place of the skull, here were two hardened criminals, and here was the centerpiece that they had tried to get for the last 3 or 4 years, and they finally had him, betrayed by one of his own disciples. And so now they didn't have Barabbas there, but Jesus Christ, Yeshua, took his place. Now, because Yeshua was a star attraction who claimed to be the Son of God, they wanted him out of the way. And so to make him the star attraction, they elevated him above those other two. And so those first two men, one was put in the left-hand crosshole, one was put in the right-hand crosshole, but then they drilled a third crosshole higher up to make him the star attraction. And so that on that elevated platform was Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and then one on each side, slightly lower down, were these other two men.
Right.
Now, we know this to be a fact, as we will find out in a few minutes.
Right.
So he was a star attraction there. The other two men were just criminals that had to be executed. And, of course, they did not crucify him on top of the hill, as we often see it portrayed. He was crucified on a platform in the front of the cliff face, facing a public highway, a public road that went off to Damascus in Syria from the Damascus Gate of Old Jerusalem. And that went right past the crucifixion site. The Romans were good at doing this. If a man was being crucified, they crucified him beside a public highway so that everybody who was passing by would see. There'd be a huge crowd passing by all the time. And it was a warning, don't you misbehave, otherwise this will happen to you. And so the crucifixions were made on the sides of the public highway.
Isn't that interesting?
And this was the case here again, too.
Wow.
Now, it was on Mount Moriah, but in front of the cliff face as the highway went through at the bottom of the cliff face.
Exactly.
Now, the scripture says that at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, by the way, there was darkness over the land for 3 hours. And that darkness, according to historians outside the Bible, says it extended all the way to Rome itself. And when the Romans crucified somebody, the symbolism was very religious. And the symbolism was this. The Romans worshipped the sun god, and they dedicated the days of the week to various gods that they worshipped. And the first day, and so the supreme god, was the sun. So that's how Sunday was given the honor of being the first day of the week.
Right.
And the second day was in honor of the moon. So Monday came next, and then the other gods followed. Now, when they crucified a criminal, What they did was, they were really saying, in essence, we are lifting up this criminal to you, O Sun God. We can have no mercy on him. Maybe you can have mercy on him, but we are now offering him up as a sacrifice to you. And in Roman mind, crucifixion was a sacrifice to their sun god.
Right. So that's why he had to be crucified on Sunday, right?
That is right.
Yeah.
And so when Yeshua went up on the cross, he was, in the Roman mind, being sacrificed to the sun god. Now the creator of the universe, this was an insult to God himself. And so he blacked out the sun, and that blackness, according to historians, went as far as Rome, the center of sun worship, as my answer to you sacrificing.
Wow.
And blacking out the sun.
Amazing thought. Keep that thought.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement
replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We have Johnson Gray here. Amazing stories. I mean, I just love listening to what you're teaching us. I think this is some of the most important information in modern history, to hear what you have to teach. And people need to support you and get your videos and your e-books and so on, and they can order them from you in New Zealand and get them within seconds delivered by internet. That's how amazing this is. So that's Before Us, BeforeUs.com. We're hoping again in the next few months to get you on your own radio show on Radio.co Network, and we're going to put through all the podcast platforms and many other radio networks as well. This show, of course, is broadcast through Rents Network and sent over to Revolution Radio and Red State Talk Radio. And we hope to get on many other networks and radio stations, because the truth needs to get out at the time of the end. And this is the end time of secular history. Please continue.
Thank you. We were just talking about the crucifixion of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as being, to the Roman mind, a sacrifice to the sun god. And so what happened in the natural world, because only God the Creator can have control over that, full control, he blacked out the sun. Now, this was not an eclipse, because the sun was in the opposite side of the sky from the moon. And as a matter of fact, Passover always occurred on the 14th day of the Jewish month Nisan. And the 14th day, of course, was 14 days after the new moon, which would be full moon. And if you look at the sky, when the moon is full, when the sun is setting, the full moon is just rising. So you do not have an eclipse. This was an unnatural event in the sky, controlled by the Creator, because they were insulting Yeshua.
Wow.
And offering him to the sun god, which is virtually to Satan himself.
Right.
And he died to save us from the hijacking of Satan, Lucifer.
Right.
He died to save every human being that would accept his sacrifice.
And he brought the title deed back to mankind, so our God has given back our title deed to our body, mind, and soul, hasn't he?
That is right. Now, an interesting thing that occurred during the excavations in front of Skull Hill, that was a huge crack, two cracks actually, one behind the elevated cross hole and one going right down into the rock from the elevated cross hole to go below through the rock. Now, the scripture says that at the crucifixion of Yeshua, there was an earthquake and the rocks were torn open. Now, rocks, plural. And sure enough, two great rocks were torn, and these were discovered in the excavation. One was straight into the cliff face behind the crucifixion site, And the other one was in the actual platform itself going down from the elevated crosshole. And that crack went straight down. Now, in Ron Wyatt's later excavations, as they unearthed more of the rubble and they came through into the area a little deeper, they discovered that, or actually when Ron tummied his way in, I think we talked about this in our last broadcast, Dr. Bill, he went in on his stomach through the into the tunnel system, the natural crevices of the mountain, and he found there the stones. Underneath them there were dry rotted animal skins, underneath them there were dry planks, and underneath those there were objects from Solomon's temple, one of which was the Ark of the Covenant. And he looked up in the ceiling just above him, and this crack was coming down from somewhere. And then the crack, as it were, jumped through the air and started cracking again. It cracked to the big box that was enclosing the Ark of the Covenant, cracked it in the lid in two, and this meant that the crack, anything coming down through the crack from above, would be able to go down through the crack in the box onto the Ark of the Covenant. So another team member went up onto the crucifixion site, and he waited while Ron Wyatt pushed from below, from the Ark of the Covenant cave. He pushed from below, going up through that crack, a tape measure, and it came up 20 feet to the elevated crosshole. So then they knew how far below the surface this cave was that it contained the Ark of the Covenant. But it was the same crack that came from the elevated crosshole, from the left-hand side of the crosshole itself. Now, this is interesting because going down onto the crosshole and through into the crack of the crosshole, there was a black substance. And as Ron looked up from below, that same black substance had come down through the crack and was embedded onto, or had dried onto, the bottom of the crack of the ceiling of the cave. And that same black substance was now spilt onto the box that surrounded the Ark of the Covenant, and onto the crack in that lid of that box. And he looked down, and there was the same black substance on the mercy seat, on the lid of the Ark itself.
Wow.
So there was a black substance that had to be examined. And this actually had taken place. It had dropped down from the crosshole, down onto the crack of the box around the Ark, and onto the Ark itself. Now, that's an interesting discovery. And we're not going to have time to examine the blood too much today.
Well, we have a little more time. We still have about 8 minutes. Please, continue.
Yes. Now, the blood was later on tested. As a matter of fact, Ron reported the discovery to the director of antiquities at the time, who was Dr. Dan Bahart. Dr. Dan Bahart was well known in Israel. He was a professor at the Hebrew University, and he was also antiquities director for the Jerusalem province at that particular time. And he directed Ron to go to a laboratory. Some of this black substance was scraped off the top of the cave from in that crack, and some from the lid of the stone case that surrounded the Ark. And Ron said, I want to get this tested. And the man said, well, here's an address to go. Go and ask them if they will do the testing. Well, they didn't want to do it at first. They didn't know Ron Wyatt. And they had so many other commitments, but finally they were persuaded to give it a test. And so what they did, they rehydrated it in a saline solution at body temperature for 3 days. And then they made their test. And before I give you the result of that, questions are this. Oh, no, hold on. We'll continue here.
Right.
After doing the testing, the man who actually had the equipment turned around. There were several others of the laboratories there standing and watching. He turned around and said to Ron Wyatt, "Where did you get this?" And Ron said, "Tell me, is it blood? Is it blood or not?" They said, "Yes, it's blood. Is it human blood or is it animal blood?" Now, the question that arises, that I have been asked actually, if this was blood, how come it was not the animal blood that used to be sprinkled once a year by the high priest?
Right. Usually lamb blood, right?
That's right. Now, the crack has been closely examined, and it shows copious amount of blood having flowed down into it, and still there, and it's human blood.
Right.
And laboratory testing has proved it to be human blood. Okay. Now, I was going to ask another question, but I think we'll skip that right now. We're short of time. But Ron actually spoke to the man. He said, so it's blood. The man said, yes. Is it? And he said, is it human blood or is it animal blood? And the man said, it's human blood. And then the man glared at him. And he said, whose blood is this? And Ron said, well, tell me. Tell me about the blood first. And the man says, well, this is human blood. But it's different from human blood. And he explained to Ron, which we'll do in the next broadcast, how the difference came about. And Ron said, well, this is the blood of Yeshua, your Messiah. And the man in the laboratory almost tore his head out. He went raving mad. He went shouting and screaming. And so did two other men in the laboratory.
Right.
That reminded me of the scripture which says, when they realize that they have rejected Yeshua, in the final analysis, when Jesus returns, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I have a quick question, and it's kind of like a scientific medical question. Was it haplotypic blood or duplotypic blood, meaning a double set of chromosomes?
Haplo, which is a single set of chromosomes.
Right, so in other words, to indicate that he had a mother, and though he was a male, he only had a single set of chromosomes, not a double set.
That is right. And Dr. Bill, I'd like to repeat that in our next broadcast, because there's a lot more detail I'd like to add with that.
Right, and that's why they went crazy, because they realized haplotypic blood does not occur in live humans, it only occurred in Yeshua. It indicated he had a mother, but his father was the eternal one. So he did not have genes from a father, he had life from the father, but all of his human genetics were from his mother.
That is correct. Absolutely.
Is that interesting or what? Isn't that fascinating? You're surprised that I knew that, aren't you?
Oh, I'm not surprised, Dr. Bill. You're a medical doctor.
Oh, no, this is something God told me many years ago. Remember,
okay.
I died at birth at 8 and a half, and he taught me things. Some of them I'm allowed to say now. Most I'm not allowed since I was 8 years old, and I'm 67 next week, 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
So this is the good. These things, truths are coming out now with an amazing man like you. I consider you an apostle, prophet of the time of the end. I'm called at a future time to be a apostle, prophet. But that day will be the day they start the blood sacrifice on Sukkot, on the Temple Mount. And you know where they're building the U.S. Embassy? They're building it over the Springs of Gihon, below the Eastern Gate, right at the site of the ancient destruction of the Temple, which one stone was not left on another. People don't realize the Temple of Antonius and the Wailing Wall is not the temple. It was below the Eastern Gate outside the so-called city. People don't know that, do they?
Well, no, they don't. There's a lot of things that people have wrong.
But what do you think of Donald Trump building the U.S. Embassy right over the Springs of Gihon? And in fact, they did a sacrifice on the last day of Hanukkah, and did a grain and wine offering, but they killed the lamb because they couldn't get approval from the city of Jerusalem to do it right on site. So he built this kind of, you know, we'll call it, make-look-like rock altar. And they sacrificed the lamb and then brought it over there on the last day of the Yom Kippur. Hanukkah. And what people should understand is we're getting very close, because the Sanhedrin was instituted the same year as Donald Trump got elected, and he's planning with Jared Kushner to help rebuild the actual U.S. Embassy over the ancient temple site. What do you think?
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.